USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect will be charged later on Tuesday with 10 counts of murder. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A new study may confirm what many of us thought lockdowns would do to our waistline.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Miami-Dade residents think the stimulus checks could be playing a role in the spring break rowdiness in Miami Beach. City officials holding an emergency meeting Monday and setting forth an 8 p.m. curfew for the rest of the month, as over 1,000 people were arrested over the weekend. Many people traveling to South Florida to escape the cold weather. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, police are releasing the name of the 10 people who were killed at the King Superstore in Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold reads the names of the victims.
I'm going to read the names of the deceased. Denny Strong, 20 years old. Nevin Stadinsky, 23. Ricky Oggs, 25. Trelona Barkanoviak, 49. Suzanne Fountain, 59. Terry Liker, 51. Officer Eric Talley, 51. Kevin Mahoney, 61. Lynn Murray, 62. Jody Waters, 65. Our hearts go out to all the victims killed during this senseless act of violence.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis.
We will hold the evildoer responsible to the full extent of the law for his actions. And we will always remember the victims of the King Supers shooting.
King Supers has a strong anti-gun policy telling all customers to leave their guns at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, a space-based 5G network could be in the works. Aerospace company Lockheed Martin is partnering with satellite startup OmniSpace to explore jointly developing 5G capability from space. The next step for OmniSpace will be to deploy a proof of concept of its technology in space. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.